Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I just praise God for you. Today's devotion is called Special Feet. It's taken from Windows on God's World. And I try to put some resources in my Pinterest site under the board Windows on God's World. And you can go there, MR Gamblin 2, and see some of the videos and crafty ideas I've put there. Special Feet. Our text is 2 Samuel 22:37. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Instead of possessing finely tapered hoofs such as the deer, caribou have widely cloven hoofs that spread out like to make a surface area about 4 to 7 inches. This is necessary in order that the 200-pound animal might be able to run over the snow or through marshes in summertime. The caribou isn't the only animal with snowshoes. The most famous is the varying hare of the North Woods. When winter approaches, not only does the hare's coat turn white, but large pads of coarse hair grow on its hind feet. For this reason, he is often called the snowshoe hare. A varying hare can skim across the snow at 30 miles an hour. He can make a leap 12 feet long. The sharply pointed hoofs of deers are exactly what they need to bound through the thickly tangled brush of woods and thickets. Have you ever gotten your boots stuck in mud and had the suction keep your foot from being pulled out? Well, the elephant has a special foot that enables it to walk through mud without getting stuck. When the animal's weight is placed on the foot expands, giving greater area and distributing the animal's weight over more surface. But when the foot is lifted, it becomes narrower, and if the elephant is walking in mud, it can lift it without suction. An elephant's feet are also special in that they mold to the ground over which they are walking. God gave those animals special feet to travel over terrain that would otherwise be difficult, if not impossible, for them. So he fits his people spiritually to walk over dangerous ground that otherwise would cause them to slip. I still look at all these designs, and I just don't know how anybody could have enough faith to believe in evolution, because, wow, there are so many interesting designs, even in the footprints of animals and how their feet worked. Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we have so many challenges. I think of these families with little toddlers and in school-age children. Be with their parents, give them wisdom, and may our show help them in a small way. I thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. So today we're going to think about animal tracks, and it's really wonderful if you have new snow, you can see lots of animal tracks. And it would be cool to make a plaster of Paris in the animal track. Snow is harder to do. You really need some soft clay-like or mud-like. I have actually gone and looked at tracks. We've taken pictures of tracks, and then we've gone back and tried to recreate the track, mold our own animal track to match it in modeling clay, not in Play-Doh, but in modeling clay, and then take the plaster of Paris. It's just one part of plaster of Paris. You can buy it at Walmart or Lowe's or Home Depot. Any place that sells building products, you can buy plaster Paris. And then you put take that mixture and let it get a little bit thick as you mix it up and pour it into that animal track. And then in just a few minutes, you can take the clay off and you have a little plaster Paris modeling, a track. And the kids can paint it, and it's just cool. You need to let it thoroughly dry before you paint it. But you can paint it and have a nice little paperweight there. Make sure you make it thick enough, too. Sometimes we've made them so thin that they cracked up. So if you go to my Pinterest site, I put it there, animal tracks, and I put a virtual winter exploration where you could go out with the video and look for animal tracks. That was kind of cool, kind of a little cool video. So whatever you do, have fun learning. So we're talking about developing your own teaching and learning philosophy. And that only comes with reflection. And so usually it's in the middle of the night when I can't sleep that I do my most reflecting. It's almost as if your mind has to do reflection. And so if you're so busy all day long, then it will be at night where you'll do some of this reflection. We talked yesterday about some of the truisms that I incorporate in my own teaching philosophy. And I think one of the things that really impacted me as a young educator was, how would Jesus teach this? You know, when you're really trying to teach third, fourth, and fifth. It's like they repeat long division, throughout those grades. And by the time they're in the fifth grade, they're doing long division with decimals and things like that. But there are some kids that just get a mental block against some mathematical concept. Or maybe it's a guy. Boys do this. They'll go in a growth spurt. And what they knew one day, they don't know the next day. Pretty soon you're saying things like, come on, I know you know this. You just did it yesterday. I know you know it. And they can hear in your voice that you're getting frustrated with them, and they're getting frustrated with themselves because, after all, they did know it yesterday, but today it just doesn't make sense. And so you start saying, how would Jesus teach this? How would Jesus teach this concept? So you can use the WWJD. What would Jesus do? And that applies to everything. That applies to grading. That applies to discipline. It applies to everything. And I incorporate that in my teaching philosophy. So I have, children learn best at play. How would Jesus teach this concept? And tomorrow I'll give you one about grading. Okay, well, it's on to questions parents ask. Questions parents ask. And this is from Cynthia. And she says, with inflation and supply issues, what are you doing to help things with your family budget? Well, that is a great question because I have no idea. I'm trying my best here. I bought a wood stove. And I'm trying to mainly heat the house with wood because I can get the wood for free. That's a big savings. But food has gone up. And then there is no food. And my husband, I was trying to do vegan for him. No almond milk. Well, you could make your own almond milk. But guess what? There's no almonds. And so we're kind of at a dilemma here with things that are rather expensive to begin with for vegans. If you want to buy the commercially made almond milk and the commercially made vegan mayonnaise and the commercially made bread, vegan bread and the tofu and all the fresh veggies, and we do juicing. So if you have an answer to this question, please email me the answer at myhomeschoolcompanion@gmail.com, because I would like to have some ideas too as to how we can save money during this time. And I'm going to have a garden next in the spring. They're cutting down my trees, which will become my wood. And then, drastic times means doing drastic things. So, well, I just don't have an answer for that question. Oh, they're motioning for me to wind this portion of the show. I've had such a good time. Remember to come right back because we're going to talk with Larry Carpenter, who was one of the consultants for Creation by Design and those things that really have brought to the forefront that we are created by design and it counteracts evolution. So you need to come back to this last 15 minutes of the show, Creation by Design by Larry Carpenter. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland 21783. I'm here with Larry Carpenter, and the word that most leapt out at me was edutainment, meaning the taking entertainment and combining it with an educational component.
Exactly.
And I am just as interested as our listeners are to know how this was birthed and what edutainment items you have here. I'm looking at them on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is how the company Creation by Design came about. Our founder is a man named Stephen Kay, who is an artist in New Jersey. And he was listening to the radio one day to a very prominent televangelist who basically was making the point that Christianity cannot compete with today's technology for the entertainment mind of young people. And that in this day and age of MP3s and iPods and iPhones and iPads and everything else, that Christianity is too old-fashioned. And that's so important because, he, in addition to being an artist, he was the parent of two children in the 6 to 10-year-old range. And he couldn't escape all the research and the statistics that we see. I saw one just the other day, I believe, from Lifeway research that said that of all high school students who enter college who profess to be Christians, that 4 or 5 years later when they graduate, 60% have lost their faith.
Wow.
And no longer profess to be Christians. And the number one reason that they give is that they don't feel like they were firmly grounded in the Word. Mm-hmm. In other words, as they were growing up, their parents and their Sunday school teacher said, here, memorize this Bible verse. Doesn't matter what it means or whether you believe it. Just here, memorize this. So the moment they got out of that structured environment, out into the world, and especially in a university environment where the professor's probably a little more on the liberal side and begins to challenge their faith. And, well, why do you believe that? Do you really just believe that because your parents told you to? Because they haven't been grounded in the faith, they just wilt. And so he decided to use his artistic ability to create a product that was an edutainment product. In other words, would educate the young people, help them to understand why they believe what they believe and let them become grounded, but realize very importantly that it would be useless if it wasn't entertaining for them. And so he, as an artist, stepped back and said, okay, what form can we present this to the young people using the technology that they're used to? And his research showed that there are basically two at least graphic designs that young people have embraced today. One would be comic book format, graphic novels, and we just saw the Action Bible launch last year and just recently won the ECPA Award for Best Children's Product of the Year. So someone figured that one out, the comic book format, and of course a lot of traditionalists were upset, you know, you can't put the Bible in a comic book, but they sold 1 million copies of it. So the young people are embracing something that has been put into their world. The other side is what we call CGI, computer-generated imagery. And that basically is what you see in all of the movies nowadays, Shrek, Toy Story. You can't find a children's movie that's not using CGI 3D mm-hmm. technique. But it's also in their video games and their computer games. And so as an artist who specialized in that type of imagery, what he did was he went out and created over 250 biblical images using the CGI technique. And that's the nucleus of our company. That's what we've now turned into the products that you see here in front of you.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about latest brain research, things that we know now about the brain. And there's two ways that that the hippocampus just opens up and lets information in quickly. And that is fear
mm-hmm.
and humor.
Mm.
And or, you know, as some type of pleasant experience.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, they're kind of on either end of the spectrum. But when you think about it, often in the name of God, we have used the fear.
The fear, exactly.
And that is a real disservice to Christianity.
And we don't realize that, you know, the Bible can be fun. And so that's what we've tried to do. I have a couple of our products.
Explain each
All
product
right.
there.
The first product that we came out with were cards. These are card products. And again, doing some research, and this is before I joined the company, but about the first 2 years were spent in the development of the product. And once he had the 250 images, it was sort of like the dog chasing the car. Now he's caught the car. What does he do with
now,
the car?
What do you do with these cards?
Well,
I'm opening up a package.
You know, it goes
here.
All the way back to when I was young. We had baseball cards, you know, and you'd open the foil pack, you'd go buy them at the drugstore, the convenience store, and you'd pull it out and you'd get a piece of gum and then you'd get 5 baseball cards and you'd trade them and collect them. So think of this as Bible baseball cards without the bubble gum.
And they're beautiful. Now, are you mm-hmm. saying that these are computer-generated images
Correct.
Too?
Correct. Every one of those is computer-generated using the same technique that Pixel or Disney would use to create a movie like Shrek or Toy Story.
And on the back, It looks like they have a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Each card has on the back, of course, the front is the image, and so we would have 5 or 6, up to as many as 10 cards for each biblical story. So, for example, the story of Noah, we would have 10 different cards that go through and show what happened with Noah in the ark. Then when you turn over on the back, number one, the cards are numbered, and each set.
Yes, so you could easily start developing.
Exactly.
Your child could collect them and start looking
each
at the
number. Each set comes
line.
With 100 cards. They come five per deck, 5 in a foil. I mean, again, think of your baseball cards. Looks
mm-hmm.
just like that. Or Pokemon or some of the secular games, Magic the Gathering and that sort of thing. And actually, just very quickly, one of the reasons why he started with cards, he did some additional research and found out back when he was doing this 2008, 2009, for 2 straight Christmases, the number one selling children's product were cards, tradable cards. I believe it was called Bakugan. But you had Pokemon, Ugo, mm-hmm. Yugo. You had Magic the Gathering. And so the kids were buying these cards to trade and collect and play games. But those weren't exactly the kind of cards that that a parent, a Christian mm-hmm. parent, might want their children to play with. I think Pokemon in Japanese means something like little demon or something
yes.
like that. So they've got some sort of
satanic element.
Well, most Christian
schools
elements.
Don't even allow those
Don't
cards
allow those, right. So what we wanted to do was give the kids the cards that they want, just the natural desire to trade and collect, but give them to them with Christian images instead of some of the more demonic things. So on the back of each card, they're numbered so that they can collect the whole set, is obviously the objective. Then they have a visual image, which may be a timeline. Some of the images might include a genealogical tree to show the origin of the particular character. Then we have just a short paragraph that explains what's going on the other side of the card. And then my favorite, a thing called fun facts. And that's just a little bit of trivia, generally educationally oriented. So, for example, the card with Rahab, of course, the thing was, you know, letting down the scarlet sash. And so the trivia is, how were things dyed back in biblical days? And it's all very interesting for these kids, who that's kind of fun to find
out.
And,
you know, I will see kids who are non-readers read a card. They're often intimidated by a book, but they will read a card.
Right.
And part of what we do is just providing good information in small amounts to encourage that non-reader to read. So it's a great tool.
Well, there's this perception that kids in that 6 to 10 year range won't read. And so the Action Bible disproved that. You know, again, if you put it in the form that they want, then they will read it. And so that's what we're trying to do, is design a product. So we started with the cards, and those have been quite successful. So at that point, I came on board. My background is in the publishing industry. I was president of Standard Publishing. And so they brought me on board to really sort of figure out, now the dog's caught the car, how do we take these images and put them into other products? So we had the cards already established, and we've rolled out additional sets of cards. And so the next products were a series of book products. And so our most successful product is a children's chapter book called Xander Nash. Xander Nash is our character. These are classic children's, what we call chapter books. It's at the age of 6 is when the children first get to the point where they don't pick up a book and read it all in one sitting. They'll read a chapter, put it down. They learn what bookmarks are, you know.
Yes.
So they put it down, they pick it up later. So they start to read in chapters. And so again, up until this point, the most successful books have been secular books like R.L. Stein and Adventures in Babysitting and that sort of thing. And there just weren't a whole lot of Christian-oriented chapter books. So we came up with Xander. Xander is a young 9-year-old boy. He's got a dog named Mitz. And he's a bit of an adventurer, explorer. His hero is Indiana Jones. He wears the Indiana Jones brown fedora and the bomber jacket. And in each episode, Xander goes back in time. Now, you never quite know whether he's really going back in time or just dreaming, imagining the whole thing. We'll never tell. But he goes back in time, and in each episode, he meets a different biblical character. So in the first book, the beginning of it all, he goes back and meets Adam and Eve and witnesses the creation of the earth. In the second episode, he meets Joseph and goes with him to Egypt and this and that. And other further adventures, we now have 6 books that have come out in the series. He meets Noah. He meets Moses again with the 10 Commandments. He meets Samson. And so what we do is in the 112 pages of the book, Xander has an adventure. So the young people enjoy the adventure, but they're learning their Bible stories at the same time. And because they're wanting, frankly, Rose, our objective is we would be happiest if a child reads Adventure 1, puts it down and says, "Mom, that was really good. Can I have the second one?" Just like when I used to read Hardy Boys and whatnot as a kid, that's what we want, is for them to have that kind of reaction. So now they're reading, and now they learn how the world.
Hey, thanks again. You know, I just love the idea that I was created by someone who thought about me before I was put together in my mother's womb. Isn't that a comforting thought? And I hope you feel the same way as I do, that you feel that stirring in you, that God is very interested in you today, just as he was in the Bible times. So with that in mind, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to MRGMediaMinistries.com. That's all one word, MRGMediaMinistries.com.